And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 37 degrees under sunny skies. And joining me in the studio this morning is Amanda Roberts. She's with Search's Tobacco Program, and Michael Jenkins, who's the Director of Corporate Communications at Search. They're here to talk about Search's new online lifestyle magazine, or sort of blog, called Healthy Living Southeast. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, this was your brainchild. Can you tell us a bit about where the inspiration came from and how it came about? It's only about 4 months old, right?
It's about 4 months old. It kind of came about as an idea that one of the things we were doing was we were producing two publications. One was called Health Beat for the publication, or for the patients, excuse me, and the other one was called Family Wellness. And one was four color, the other one was just a one color publication. When Search was going through some changes, it came to be that we put this both of them on hiatus, and I wanted to rethink the idea of how we were going to provide information to the patients. And this blog style idea came to mind, and so I started thinking about how we were going to do it, and so I thought, let's marry both of them. And that's what we've done. And the publication, Healthy Living Southeast, is an ongoing publication that has got a myriad of stories and ideas and thoughts that we're really kind of sharing with everybody in Southeast Alaska.
Well, and you can really easily navigate to different sections of the magazine. What are some of those sections? What are you focusing on?
Well, we're focusing on all forms of healthy living, obviously. Lifestyle changes that we're asking people to make. We're looking at communities. In fact, we're in the process of creating stories now on each one of the communities that we serve. People or programs such as tobacco and diabetes and lifestyle balance and so forth. We've got a communities events section that covers not just Search events, but also events within all of the communities. The other thing that we're doing is we're going to start partnering with some of our other people that we work with, such as ANTHC, and focusing on their food at the front door thing that they're doing, which is very successful. It's just going to grow. I mean, we're looking at this thing as just going on and on forever.
What's the underlying philosophy behind the content you're producing and how you're reflecting it? And does it match a change in philosophy that you see occurring at Search?
Well, Search is, for instance, here in Sitka, one of the things that I think people aren't aware of is that we offer our services to everybody here in Sitka. And so part of that philosophy is that we're wanting to offer not only the stories that relate to our founding reasons for being around here, and that was for serving the Native population, but also to honor those people who are non-natives and to let them know that we're basically here to serve you, in essence, and that the information we're offering covers everybody and we hope of some interest. There's going to be some point of article that's going to be an interest to somebody.
So you're taking a broad focus.
Very broad
on
focus.
Health,
yes.
From a regional perspective.
Exactly.
I see a whole number of headings here. I mean, you even have sections specifically for elders, specifically mm-hmm. for families. You're also targeting subsets of our communities as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of those, Amanda, is your tobacco program.
Correct. Yeah. So as you said, there is a very broad approach to this. There's different sections, features, taking care of yourself, being active, eating well. As we know, there's so many different factors to think about when you're thinking of leading a healthy lifestyle and being well-balanced. And that's kind of, you know, this has been a great thing in me looking through it and navigating it and just seeing that it is kind of just keeping Search along its mission of serving people and helping them to lead a healthy lifestyle. So keeping us with our roots. And so one of those things that is covered under there, underneath, I think it's the take care section, mm-hmm. is quitting tobacco. So one of the best things that a person can do with their health when they're thinking about stepping down the path of leading a healthier life for themselves and for those around them that they care about, you know, one of the best things that you could do is if you use tobacco is to quit. One of the things that's out there is that one of the facts that's out there is that quitting tobacco can tack another 10 years onto your life. It's very significant. It is still the leading cause of preventable death in the United States as it stands right now. It's very toxic, very addictive, and we have a tobacco program that's specifically geared toward helping folks to deal with that. And one of the unfortunate things that happened is that the actual cessation program was pulled out, but we still are doing tobacco work, and it's more toward policy. So really helping places, communities, businesses, tribes, places go smoke-free and help protect people from the effects of secondhand smoke. And we promote the statewide quit line. So helping folks get tied into quit services. We also have a local quit program. Sika Community Hospital actually started up a cessation program. We used to be tied together and partnered through Search, but they ended up taking that over. And so we have Patrick Williams with the Sika Community Hospital quit tobacco program. So we also partner with him. As Michael said, we do a lot of partnering, not just with other places in the state, but also locally in our communities. So it's really important to tie those people in. So we promote that program and we help connect people with where they need to go to quit as individuals. But part of this section highlights some different stories, some different articles. One of those things is that I don't know if people saw the flyers or the ads of Michael Patterson from Juneau. He was part of the CDC TIPS campaign, and he had a very powerful story, resonated really well with people. He's done a lot of traveling within the state, so really promoting that we had somebody local in such an amazing national campaign. He is a person that's been suffering from the effects of his tobacco use with COPD. And so he's been really sharing his story and really encouraging people to quit and be healthier.
So this has been a good tool for you in the work you do.
Yes, for sharing stories, you know, and businesses that are going smoke-free and sharing that this is the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's report. So, you know, knowing that that information has been out for 50 years is pretty significant. So being able to really share that information and get it out there to the communities, it's really great.
Well, Michael and Amanda, where do you see this online publication going? What are your hopes and dreams for it?
Boy, that's a big question. I see it going into it. We've embraced the technology world, obviously, with everybody and their phones and their iPads and so forth. And within that realm, you know, we're looking at this becoming just ever growing with ever different styles of stories and the way we approach things. We're looking at possibly creating digital content that such as video streaming, audio streaming, obviously, which is an obvious marriage to this. But one of my goals and dreams and thoughts is to possibly, on some of these stories with the communities that we're going to be focusing on, and that's one of the things we didn't talk about essentially, was that we are going to be focusing on individual communities, not only the community itself, but some of the people that are in it and everything. It's almost like a travelogue. And that's the one thing about this publication is that it's like a healthy travelogue magazine. And so we want to maybe do some little short 10-minute videos and that offer to those communities so that they can share with the people to come in and visit the communities.
Well, we are just about out of time. How can people find this online magazine?
Well, then go online. I don't...
I have it up here.
Okay, go
for it. HealthyLivingSE.org.
.org. Thank you very much,
that's
Melissa.
Right. Are there any other ways people can contact you if they have some story ideas or and maybe aren't quite comfortable navigating the web?
They can contact me directly in my office here in Juneau, and it's at 463-6666, and I'll put them to my writer, Stacy Smith.
Okay, great. You any closing thoughts, Amanda?
No, I highly encourage people everywhere to really check this out and navigate. And like Michael said, there's something for everybody in there. Depending upon what stage you're at in your life and where you might want to make a change, there's so many different suggestions in this, and different articles and stories on this website. So I really encourage people to check it out.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.